We are back. It's K-Man's In Focus. Bob Koppel, president of Ascensia Via Christi Hospital, is here. And Bob, we just have about 5 minutes left in the show. And one of the things we kind of wanted to touch base on is some new technology that's at the hospital. And these are some things that are really becoming godsends to those in need.
Sure. Well, there's a couple things. One, and I think we talked about this previously on a session, but we actually have two robots to do surgery here in Manhattan. This is very different for communities our sizes. Most hospitals our size actually don't have this kind of technology. But because of that, we're able to do some very different things. One of our general surgeons was the first doctor in Kansas actually to do a bowel procedure with a robot, a certain kind of bowel procedure about 18 months ago. Our two of the local urologists, Dr. Evangelides and Dr. Rosso, are the only urologists in this region that are doing a certain bladder lift procedure with a robot. And when I say region, I'm talking probably close to 100 miles in any direction. And so you really, it's because of the physicians in the community, quite honestly, and their interest and ability. They've really stretched the use of the technology, and we're doing some very interesting things here that typically you wouldn't see the volume of robotic surgery. You wouldn't see some of these procedures being done unless it was a larger, much larger metro area or even a teaching facility. So we're very blessed and very lucky to have the access to that. And there's two of the urologists, three of the general surgeons, and one of the local OBGYNs who actually does procedures with the robot. The cell with the robotic procedures, interestingly, is not in our favor. The physician doesn't get paid anymore for doing that, and the hospitals don't either. And it's more expensive and more time-consuming procedure. But patients report less pain post-procedure, quicker return to work. The benefit is actually all for the patient and, interestingly, their employers, because people are actually able to return to work faster if you have robotic surgery versus laparoscopic or open case.
Really?
And it's just things sometimes have unintended consequences. So you take this technology, you put it to use, and the benefit actually has been the employers probably more than anything. That to me is just, it's just kind of interesting little side note. But just this summer, we got new breast MRI and prostate MRI software here in town. And this is at our imaging center, and this has actually opened the door up to keep a whole bunch more patients here in town. Specific to the urologists, they actually also bought some software and equipment. So we will do the prostate MR. They're going to do a ultrasound of the prostate, and they actually fuse the images together, and then they can very easily pinpoint exactly where they need to do a biopsy or treatment. And
Boy.
We just haven't had that. So all these patients up until...
That's a game changer for a lot of folks, isn't it?
Well, up until 90 days ago, 120 days ago, you were leaving town.
Yeah.
This was just not an option. And this is something they're doing in their office, which is also cool. I mean, it's a complete shift of a lot of things to very ambulatory environment, but also it's a great way to match up technology. Again, we've got some physicians who are very interested, both the radiologist and the urologist, and able to figure this out. And so that is definitely for their practices, I think, has been a good thing. We've been able to keep literally dozens of patients here in town for services just in the last few months that otherwise would have had to leave. And then the last thing I just wanted to touch on real quickly is 3D mammography. You know, we first introduced that technology about a year and a half ago, and that was a result of fundraising from our foundation. Mm-hmm. Something we were talking about on the break is the importance of foundations.
I remember having them in and talking about that. Yeah.
So lots of positive stories because of that. I think, just want to reiterate with people that, you know, you can get your 3D mammo, you can get the biopsy, you can get everything you need done right here in Manhattan. This whole process is very stressful for patients, especially if there's a finding. And you really want to be able to move through those next steps. So doing the biopsy and getting the information you need so you can make choices about what you want your healthcare path to be. And so we really think that's important that we can, and, you know, very happy to be able to facilitate that kind of with a one-stop shop, if you will, right here in Manhattan. So,
well, I got to tell you, as a surviving spouse, it is a tremendous relief that you can get that kind of care here.
Well, again, it all ends up being partnership because we've got our independent general surgeons involved, the radiologists obviously involved reading the studies, and then depending upon the needs, the local oncologists. And, something that's a little unique about Manhattan is that for the most part, all of our physicians are independents. And so this actually is a great example of folks coming together, collaborating, working together to make sure that, you know, patients are getting taken care of as best they can, as quickly as they can, you know, right here in town.
So wasn't easy at the beginning.
No, you know, everything has a process.
A lot of history.
You know, everything goes through a process.
That's right.
But for the most part, yeah, very positive.
Any other final things that you'd like to share with our listeners this morning?
As we go into 2020, we actually had a couple of our staff on Friday talking about good choices and thinking about exercise, what you eat. So Brittany and Marty, wanted to give them a shout out. But also, you know, just really think about what are your choices this year? Because I think it's real important with especially within healthcare. What is it that you want to have done or not done? What are your interests? What, don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, ask people about why here versus there, why this procedure versus another, and really give our industry, if you will, a chance to help educate. And so people do understand, you know, why it is I'm receiving a certain service or that I'm not. So.
All right. Well, appreciate the update on a lot of things happening at Ascension Via Christi Hospital.
Well, thanks, Dave.
And look forward to having you in again. How often you come in? About every 3 months or so?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that.
But we can do that.
Got a lot of staff that comes in and helps us out, like you talked about the show that we had the other day where we were talking about exercising just by picking apples out of the air and different things like
that.
That would be Marty. So, all right, Bob Koppel with Ascension Via Christi. He's the president there. Appreciate him coming in and visiting with us on In Focus. When we return for the break, we have pre-recorded interviews with Manhattan City Commissioner-elect Aaron Estabrook. And we'll talk about also not just about some of the things that Aaron has, but a preview of tomorrow's program here at News Radio KMAN as well here on In Focus.